Heidi.
Charlie Zelenoff wins again. And that left hook that I landed against that 200-pound MMA heavyweight on Friday night. Shit, man. That was my message to Box Trek, man. Tried 76, failed. Charlie Zelenoff, still the champion. No, 47 knockouts. Charlie Zelenoff, your host, the greatest of all time. What's up, everybody? Yeah, feels good to be me right now, man. Victory after victory after victory. Let's watch my recent victory right now. Yeah, that left hook, man. I beat his ass the whole fight. I was out boxing him. I was hitting him with the jab, but like the way I finished it, though, man. Going right in the eye, man. He had a black guy right after the fight, man. I seen that shit, man. I fucked him up, man. He got it. He got it. See that? Hey, you deluded haters. You hear that? My opponent quit, man. He admitted that I won, man, on video. He didn't need to admit anything. I mean, it's obvious I won. I beat his ass. I stopped him with a left hook to the face. But he even admitted that I won, man. Come on, now. You clowns can't talk shit anymore. You people are done. Oh, did that bitch Deontay Wilder, did he see that fight? Man, I fight every single month, man. That guy that I beat on Friday would fucking murder Bermaine Stiverne, man. That guy was a trained MMA fighter and kickboxer. Bermaine Stiverne is a bum. That dude is slow. No power, no speed, nothing. He sucks, man. By the way, man, come on. You can't be fucking bragging about these kind of wins, man, beating Bermaine Stiverne, Jason Gabbard. That's not competition, man. That's just fucking padding your record, man. Deontay Wilder, you're a bum, dude. I swear, man, like, I just want to fucking hurt that guy, man. Like, I want to hurt him a lot more than I hurt him in the ring when we fought. Because this clown, he said that after I beat his ass and everything, we had our arguments and shit, and he backed out of the rematch. He said, if I continue boxing, I'm going to get hurt. Yeah, right. Everybody I fought after him, they got hurt. I won 19 fights after I beat Wilder by TKO and by DQ. Yeah. 58-76. Yeah, 19 fights. Are you kidding? All 19 opponents I beat the shit out of with one-sided, man. You're as good as your last fight, man. My last fight, which was Friday night, yeah, I was great, man. Spectacular. Superb. I mean, world class. Look at that. Boom, oh, man. Looked like, at first I thought I hit him in the temple, but then I realized it was in the eye. Boom, son. You got clocks, man.
He got it.
See? Now, this moron had made a video on YouTube and talked shit, and he titled the video Speaking Out on the So-Called Best in the World, Charlie Zelenoff. Hey, clown, Now you know it's not so-called, you dumb motherfucker. Did you see the fight on Friday? I'm sure you did. You fucking delusional pussy. All you can do is sit in your fucking basement, in your shithole, wherever the fuck you live, whatever suburb you live, and make a YouTube video and talk. Let's see a video of you fighting. There is none. Because you're delusional, son. You're a fucking online bot just like that Kane Watson guy, man. Yeah. You bitches don't got no videos of you fighting anybody. That huge buff MMA fighter that I beat Friday, that guy would kill you motherfuckers, man. Look at that left, man. Look at that. Bam, man. I could watch this shit all day and clown you haters, man. Charlie Z all day, motherfucker. Greatest of all time, man. Where you mainstream bitches hiding at, man? Motherfuckers gonna go into hibernating now, man. Hibernating mode, man. Fuck clowns, man. Fucking morons made all these articles talking shit about me, man. When I beat Mayweather Senior, you fucking idiots said self-proclaimed boxing legend Charlie's on. Self-proclaimed? Huh? Really? Now you clowns know it's not self-proclaimed. You fucking retards are self-proclaimed, man. I'm self-taught, and I'm the greatest of all time. The best ever. Charlie Zonoff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of trainers from Fake Wreck, and I fired all of them because I realized that these people don't know how to fight. They don't know what they're talking about. They're completely clueless about boxing. They don't know anything about the sport. They're just, it's the money, mainstream boxing is a money scam. It's just bullshit. It's not a real fight game, man. They try to treat it like it is, but it's not, man. One of them admitted, when I was supposed to fuck up Chris Arreola, yeah, that Jacob dude that I beat on Friday, he would kill Chris Arreola, man. Chris Arreola is so fat, man. Motherfucker, he can barely move his hands, man. Dude's so, he's like obese, man. Dude's terrible. If one hook from Charlie Z to Chris Arreola's jaw, dude, Chris Arreola's sleeping, man. That's not even like, that's a step back fight for me, man. I'd get nothing out of it. I'd beat better comp than that. I'd beat Derek the Giant. I'd beat Xavier. I'd beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Jacob, the New Jersey MMA fighter, Friday. I beat that EFC fighter. I beat Gio Zavala. I beat Gonzalez. All these guys I just mentioned would fucking destroy Chris Arreola and Bermain Stavart. You know what I'm saying? These guys I beat would give Deontay Wilder and Vladimir Klitschko a run for that money. Derek the Giant in 2012 would knock out the Klitschkos. I'll say that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Bottom line is I would knock out the Klitschkos. I'm 76-0, man. If you want to count these clowns fake box wrecks, hey, they got losses. I got no losses. No losses. Undefeated, 76-0. 24 more wins, and this is it. 100-0. What credibility does BoxRing.com have now that I posted the footage on Friday night? What credibility do they have now? None. None whatsoever. BoxRing.com is delusional. It is a website full of delusional people that believe in a bunch of bullshit that's not true. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, these articles I've been reading in 2012, I mean, it's, listen, everything that happened in my life, I mean, look, it said, in 2012, some shit's going to occur. It occurred. I knocked some guy out so bad, the gurney got him. It said the 2012 phenom, right? Cataclysmic changes, meaning violent events are going to occur. I beat Derek the Giant in a great fight. And then weeks later, I see Chuck Liddell. I run him off the street. And then a week or two later, I knock out a black guy so bad that they put him in an ambulance. You see what I'm saying? And guess when I knocked him out? December 11th, like right by midnight, like close to midnight. And it said December 12th is when those violent cataclysmic changes are going to start occurring. So, I mean, hey, it was pretty spot on. And it said, since then, from that time on, 2013, 2014, 2015, every year, it said it will be the end of an old age. I wonder who the fuck they're talking about. Fake wreck. Yeah, man, underground boxing, man. That's the new era. Charlie Villanoe, greatest of all time. That's why everything's so different, man. You just put on gloves and you throw it down. It's different, but it's better. It's so much better this way. Look how many wins I have. I mean, you see the fights, small gloves, no headgear. Sometimes there may be a ref, sometimes there may not be, Well, that last fight didn't need a ref. That last fight, I hit the guy in the face and he quit. So he didn't need a ref, you know what I'm saying? That clown from the TV that I beat up, the guy that bear hugged me, yeah, that needed a ref because I stopped him and this idiot just kept on taking punishment that no ref in the world would allow him to keep taking. Like when I landed the fifth or sixth hit, they would have waved him already. That would have been a hit. Not even, like fourth or fifth hit. Sixth hit tops, they would have waved him. I landed 10 hits on him in a row. But this fight that I won on Friday, for one, that MMA fighter would beat the fuck out of that EFC clown. What the fuck is EFC? Another fucking dead era bullshit like Boxrec, yeah. I smashed him. This Jacob heavyweight that I beat, he would knock out that EFC fighter. Without a doubt. And I beat him easily, man. I was one side of win. I was jabbing him in the stomach from the whole fight. And he caught me with a lucky jab, and then that just pissed me off. And I just went off on him. I started, throwing power shots at him. He backed up, and then I caught him, man. He turned around, he turned back around, boom, left hook to the face. That's it. Charlie's on off 76 and 0, man. Boxrec.com, you people are fucking delusional, man. People, hey, what did I say? How many videos did I make before this great victory that just solidified that I'm the greatest of all time? How many videos did I make? All these fights I won with a broken finger. When I beat Gonzalez, man, that guy with the hoodie, it said Gonzalez. When I beat him, man, I broke my finger during that fight, Gonzalez. Then I beat that other big MMA fighter. Well, I snapped his jaw and he quit and he just like took off his gloves. He was like, I'm done. 71, that was 71. Broken finger. 72, southpaw still, very fast southpaw boxer who had skill, who would beat the fuck out of every single HBO fighter or Showtime, Joketown fighter. I beat him on points. 73, phenomenal performance. When I beat that jiu-jitsu guy, I'll box him the whole fight. 74, EFC, TV fighter, MMA fighter, smashed him, crushed him. 75 happened the same day, happened 5 minutes later, right outside. Some black gangster gets smart with me, tries to, fight me. He throws his shit down. I hit him in the jaw, snapped his jaw. This is it. 76, you all saw Charlie Zelenoff again, wins again, reigns supreme again. You see? You haters are laughing stock, man. Every single fight, I win, win, win. All I do is win, baby. Win, win, win. Everything. W, 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 W. Everything. Every fight. W, W, W after W. I am the greatest. Pound for pound king. Greatest of all time. Boxing legend. Just historic what I've done in boxing. From 2011 to 2015 so far. Historic. I can... Hypothetically speaking, I can retire right now and never lace up gloves ever again. You know what I'm saying? And nobody will ever touch my records, what I've done in boxing. But I'm not going to retire because I still got 24 more fights to go. And to be honest, when I do reach 100 now, I will retire temporarily for like a year, and then I'll come back. Come right back. Like, I'll maybe take a year off. And that's it. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Like, when you have this much momentum, when you're winning fights every month, multiple fights a month, when you're just wiping heavyweights out like I'm doing, man, it's hard to retire, Why walk away from the sport that I'm best at, Something that God gave me a talent in to dominate, God put me on this earth to conquer boxing like no other man, no other boxer has ever conquered it before. And, to take boxing to new heights, heights that people never seen before. Now they see it, and when I'm not competing anymore, they're never going to see it again. And it's hard to walk away, man. Of course, off everybody, I'm the GOAT. Yeah, I mean,
Michael Jordan was the GOAT in basketball, and even he had to walk away one day. But the thing is, he didn't go out on top, man. I mean, he in the Bulls, he did, but he came back to the fucking Wizards and embarrassed himself, man. I mean, what was the point of that? You know what I'm saying? When I leave, I'm going to go out on top. Like, you seen when I beat that on Friday? You seen how I won? Yeah, my 100th win or 150th win or whatever my last fight is. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be me knocking somebody out, TKOing somebody, beating their ass. Yeah, my very last fight that I really want to knock them out, the opponent out cold, because it's my last fight. So, yeah, so, I mean, I'm definitely going to, when I retire from boxing, I'm retiring defeated without a doubt. No, man, whoever come close to giving me a loss. I destroyed Deontay Wilder in the ring, and Deontay Wilder, if you're listening to this, say clown, type Charlie Zelenoff TKOs, actually type number one pound for pound, Charlie Zelenoff TKOs, 200-pound MMA heavyweight Jacob. Yeah, see, I crushed that guy, and you said that if I continue boxing, that I'm going to get hurt, I'm going to get killed, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to get killed if me and you ever fight. That's all I got to tell you. Fucking fuck. You're going to get severely hurt. I'm going to end your career, Deontay. I got so much more experience. I'm so much better now than when I beat you when we fought in the ring. I crushed you with that left hook, you fucking coward. You got smashed. You were brave in front of your posse. I came along. Fucking moron. Yeah, I mean, that cameraman that I had, yeah, like I said, he's a... He's brothers with the Kuds, two guys that I knocked out. So he's just a cameraman. He doesn't fight. He's not a fighter. He's just a quiet guy. He wouldn't, if a fight would go down, he would just be standing there. He wouldn't. So basically, I came on, motherfucker, and you brought people that would be there to fight for you if a rumble went down. So I came alone, and in the ring, I stood my ground, and you nearly flew out the fucking ring, Wilder. And 76-0 stands out a lot more than, 33-2? Yeah, you got two losses that cannot be ignored. Teddy Atlas, you're a delusional fucking faggot. That's all. You're a delusional fucking retard. That's who you are, man. Fucking pussy. Talking shit on the ESPN Friday Night Fights. Hey, man. Friday Night Fights? Yo, Teddy. Go watch my latest fight. It was on Friday, man. February 27th. I sure showed you Friday Night. I showed you real Friday Night Fights, motherfucker. UBF Underground Friday Night Fights. That left hook, man, to the face that I landed. Now you mainstream clowns know. Fucking idiots, man. I guarantee you that punch that I hit that huge heavyweight with, anybody, that punch would stop anybody. If I hit Vladimir Klitschko like that in the jaw, oh, he'd collapse. Vladimir Klitschko has no chin. He ain't got no chin up there, man. I'm telling you. I've been in the ring with Derek the Giant. Derek got a chin. I was hitting Derek. See, I hit Derek with a power shot. True, my glove was, you know, they gave me some big gloves. It wasn't 8 ounces or nothing, but I hit Derek with my best shit. He remained standing because of the extra padding, but still, though, if I hit Vladimir Klitschko like I hit Derek, oh, Klitschko would fall on his face, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I'm better now in 2015 than I was in 2012, man, 2013. I'm better now. I fight way more often now. I got so much more experience. When I fight now, I don't even get nervous. Literally, I don't even get nervous. I just go in the gyms and I just challenge everybody. Hey, you want to fight? You want a title shot? I'm pound for pound. I take my belt. I take extra pair of gloves. I take mouthpieces, everything, man. Always, you know, always, man. Just always ready to battle. Real champion, gladiator, Charlie Zelenoff, man. See, I evolved boxing, man. I took boxing to new heights, man. Made it real combat, man. I'm telling you, one of these clowns, these box rec idiots, they admitted to me that they're not an actual fight game. They said, we're a money game. And I'm like, so it's not about who the best fighter is. They replied, nope, it's just about who makes the most money. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, and you idiots are still, like, discussing, like, who's the top 10 on boxing. That's not the top 10, morons. I'm number one in the world. I beat Deontay Wilder, who is considered the top heavyweight. Boy, I beat him. Okay? So I'm number one in the world. Yeah, the fighters that I beat, they should be ranked in the top 5, top 10, top 20, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, so the UBF top 10 is really the top 10 in the world. Yeah, Jim Wall makes it. Deontay Wilder makes it. Derek the Giant. Well, not eligible. What do you mean? Okay, not eligible what? Mainstream rules? Like if you don't fight for a certain amount of time, you're not eligible? This is the underground, son. Derek the Giant put on gloves. He fought. I know he hasn't fought for a while. He doesn't deserve a rank. He's dropped out of, you know. But come on, you blame him? He took a beating for 3 minutes straight. I broke his fucking jaw, snapped his jaw, hit him on the head. You know, like he was a fucking dummy. I jabbed him in the stomach like 18 times, and I crushed him. I hit the guy at will. I mean, it was, at the time, my best one. The point is, all time, pound for pound, yeah, Derek the Giant, definitely top five underground boxing. And he would knock out Derek the Giant versus George Foreman. Derek the Giant knocks him the fuck out. Charlie Zone, I'll beat Derek the Giant. He has more power. He'd be able to utilize the jab. He'd be able to get Foreman at distance, and he'd be able to connect. The bomb that he connected on me that I took easily and destroyed him, and he'd hit Foreman and knock him out. Same with Ali. He'd knock Ali out. Ali's a fucking joke. Overrated. Your whole box rack, you people got exposed by the GOAT. I'm the GOAT. Your whole fucking fake everything, all these clowns you consider legends and champions and all that, yeah. Sugar Ray Robinson would never beat that 200-pound buff dude I beat Friday. Sugar Ray Robinson would never beat him. He doesn't have the power to stop him, to knock him out. Fuck no, man. Too small, man. Sugar Ray Robinson's a joke, man. How many? He had like 20-something losses, man. I can get to 120. He had, what, 123 wins? Yeah, and like 23 losses, 25 losses. I can get to 123 wins without losing. I'm already 76-0. I'm already almost at 100 wins, man. 24 to go. At the rate I'm going, I'll get to 100 wins. Dude, I'm going to Ukraine to see my beautiful wife. Oh, you saw on Facebook? Yeah, my wife, Daria. See, she put pictures. She put my picture and everything. And she's putting her status and stuff. And she loves me and feels love and everything. That's my wife. Yeah, it was her idea to create a Facebook for herself. So, but anyways, I'm proud of myself, man. That was a great win. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, the best ever, what's him up, man. These mainstream clowns are fucking retarded, man. These fucking morons, all they ever did is just talk shit and talk shit and talk shit and all and all. And what I did is just, I said, I've had enough. I said, I got to do something. I got to do something to, you know, to expose these people in a way where they're not going to want to talk about me. They're going to want to go show somebody else. They're not going to want to talk about me anymore because I'm you know, physically hurt them. Is what, through the computer they're hiding behind their monitors? No, I'm going to hurt them, and like, I'm going to hurt somebody, some real fighter, and that's what's going to hurt them. That's what's going to, you know, be like, ah, shit, you know. Now you clowns know that I'm the real deal. I'm the best. I fought till the end, and I finished it. That's it. Yeah. Instead of typing the full thing here, I'll tell you what to type to watch my last fight. Yeah, I would murder Mike Tyson. I hope he's a future victim, man. I really do. That guy that I beat on, what is Mike Tyson, 56 years old now? He's like almost 60 years old. 46, 56. Oh, no, he's not 46. He's old. I don't know. He's old as fuck. But that guy that I beat was around my age, the last guy that I beat. Yeah, that guy would kill Mike Tyson. That guy trains MMA, kickboxing. All right, let's see.
Yeah, probably going off TKO's MMA 200-pound Jacob. Clap that in on YouTube. You know, it's a full fight. Haters are delusional, man. There you go again. You clowns would never give him a chance to beat a guy this big. Like, before the fight started, you fucking sick motherfuckers on the forums. Yeah, if you had to pick a winner, all of you would pick him. Who won, though? Man, you saw it on video, man. Yeah, I crushed him, man. That's it, man. He's done. Charlie's on off once again, man. 76 and now, holy shit. Left hook. Left hook, baby. Bam! Box rack, you're delusional. Boom. It was so crisp. Hey, that left hook was so crisp, man. Boom, man. You can hear that shit, see that shit, man. Boxer, I bet you can feel that shit, son. Boom. Damn, I got him in the eye, man. Boom, I could have blinded his ass, man. Charlie Zonoff is the best, man. Exposed, you fucking retards. Talking shit about me on these forums, on YouTube. All you morons. What now? This month, scored my best win. That's my best win. Last month. Four motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, it's March. I thought my... Okay, we're in March. Fine. February. Crushed this guy. In January, I beat four motherfuckers. Four motherfuckers. Three on video. Now this on video. Almost all my fights, 99% of my fights go on video. And I always win and I crush my opposition. I beat TV fighters. Jules Waller, EFC guy, man. Deontay Wilder. I beat all these guys. Gonzalez, huge 260-pounder. This motherfucker, big-ass fucking strong heavyweight MMA fighter. Crushed him, man. What can you bitches say now, man? Everything I said, I backed it up. I proved it. I fucking proved I'm the best. I said I'm number one pound for pound, and I proved it. I proved it. I proved it over and over again. Do you understand? Not once, not twice, not three, not 10, not 20, not 30, not 40. Fucking countless times I've proved myself over and over and over and over again. And every time I prove myself, I look better and better and better proving myself to you fucking idiots. You fucking delusional scumbags, you fucking haters, you people are sick in the fucking head. What's next for the champ? I'm going to Ukraine next month, and finally, I'm going to meet my wife. And when I come back, hey, you already know. More wins. The 100 or no? That's it. I mean, I'm the best. 76-0 record, beautiful wife, you all seen her, waiting for me, waiting for her champion, Charlie Z. I am GOAT, the greatest of all time, that is. And on Friday, February 27th, I've exposed every single one of you haters, that naysayers, doubters, mainstream people, mainstream boxing, TMZ, hey, TMZ, man. What now? How come now? Oh, World Star Hip Hop, huh? What's wrong, guys? How come you're not featuring a fight with me and Jacob, man? Is it because I beat the shit out of him and I embarrassed him one-sided and then I punched him in the face and he quit? Is it that one? So that's why you're not featuring it, right? Because there's literally no controversy at all. You fucking sad pricks, man. I swear, man. I'd fucking kill all you motherfuckers in the ring if you were to ever waste them up with me, man. You fucking pussies, man. Mainstream bitches, man. You understand how much I hate you motherfuckers, man. Yeah. You people don't understand how much I fucking hate you. Seriously, why isn't this fight on World Star Hip Hop, man?
Yeah, why is this fight on World Star here? Why, how come TMZ didn't feature this? Fucking retards. Reject, man. When I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, they fucking twisted the story, started saying that he knocked me out. What the fuck is wrong with you delusional fucking retards, man? I beat Deontay Wilder in the ring. I hit him left hook in the jaw. This motherfucker flew away like a fucking retard. Man, Wilder has no chin whatsoever, man. That guy's a joke, man. Straight up joke. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm pound for pound number one. Always will be pound for pound number one of all time. Not just in the world, but of all time. Yeah, I'm going to ask the question again. Why isn't this left hook right here on World Star Hip Hop, man? Man. Fucking tart, man. When I beat the shit out of Dijon, they put the part where he was cheating. I'm not sure they put the part where I was beating his ass. Like I said, these people are sick in the head, man. And all you fucking morons on World Star Hip Hop, they talk shit in the comments. What can you say now, man? Yeah, go watch my last fight, man. Friday. Took place on Friday night, man. Late at night, too. It was like 10, 11 o'clock, man. Yeah, because I was going from gym to gym. I was looking for opponents, and nobody wanted to fight. Everybody was backing out. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. I need to get a win today, man. I did, man. One of my best wins ever. I'm telling you, probably my best win. I think that was definitely, I mean, that left hook, the way I boxed, I mean, the opponent, strong, big motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't no slouch, you know. They can't give the man with a senior excuse, oh, but he's old. The guy was about my age or even younger. I don't know. He was like 25, 26. You know what I'm saying? I'm 26. Crushed his ass. And this is it, man. Charlie's on off the best, man. I beat the fuck out of him. I even told him after I won the fight. I said, I fucked you up. He's like, yeah, you got me. He even said it right here, man. Listen up, clowns.
He got it. Ah, box right here, delusional. You fucking retard. I'm 76 and 0.